This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade from last Friday's close, March corn finished up 1¾ cents to 378¼. May corn finished up 1¾ cents as well to 387. And July corn finished up 2 cents to 394¾. March beans finished 2½ cents higher to 917¾. May beans finished 2¼ cents higher to 931½. And July beans finished 2¼ cents higher as well to 944¼. Chicago wheat finished 7¾ cents higher to 524¼ for March. May finished 6½ cents higher to 528¼. And July wheat finished 5 cents higher to 532. Soybean meal for March finished $1.80 higher to $3.11.80 a ton. May bean meal also finished $1.80 higher to $3.15.80 a ton. And July bean meal also finished $1.80 higher to $3.19.60 per ton. Finally, soybean oil for March finished down 28 cents to $29.89. May bean oil finished down 27 cents to $30.21. And July bean oil finished down 28 cents to 30.51. And now we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for last Friday's cash grain reports.
This is Friday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon, even with the U.S.-China trade optimism. Central Illinois soybeans lost 7 cents this week, and Central Illinois corn was down a penny. In northern West Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 4 cents higher, 335 to 362. Soybean bids were up 1 to 3 cents at 826 to 860. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher, 344 to 362. Soybean bids are up 2 to 4 cents at 850 to 872. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 6 cents higher, 347 to 378. Soybean bids are up 6 cents at 854 to 885. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents higher at 880 to 898. Basis is unchanged at 38 under to 20 under the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis is offered at 286.80 to 301.80, up $1.80 a ton, with basis steady at 25 under to 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 to 4 cents higher at 348 to 371. Basis is unchanged up to at 30 under to 7 under the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted to produce a corn bid 6 cents higher, 365 to 373, with basis up 4 at 13 under to 5 under the March. Soybeans ended up 7 to 8 cents at 868 to 878. Basis is up 4 to 5 at 50 under to 40 under the March. New crop wheat prices are 5 cents higher at 497 to 516, with basis unchanged at 35 under to 16 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents higher at 392 to 393. These elevators raised their soybean prices 5 to 8 cents, with quotations at 898 to 899. Soft wheat closed up 8 to 9 cents at 555 to 559, and Milo ended the day 6 cents higher at 422 to 423. Contract bids for producers for October-November delivery: corn in the northern part of the state at 348 to 367, soybeans at 873 to 903. In the central part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 357 to 386, soybeans at 890 to 920. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 342 to 377, soybeans at 876 to 907. And June-July wheat at 507 to 536. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for February finished up 65 cents to 125.45. April live cattle finished down 2 cents to 126.27. And June live cattle finished up 20 cents to 116.15. Feeder cattle for March finished down 2 cents to 142.52. April feeders finished down 27 cents to $144 even. And May feeders finished down 20 cents to $144.60. Finally, lean hogs for February finished up a dime to $56.35. April lean hogs finished down a dime to $60.12. and May lean hogs finished up 22 cents to 67.65. Now we'll move on to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Friday's Cash Livestock Reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 32 cents lower in a range of $47 to $51.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $50.38. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady to five higher with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 18 to 24. 4 to 500 pounds at 20 to 27. 5 to 600 pounds at 22 to 31. Over 600 pounds at 25 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and guts at the country buying points were steady at a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 28 to 37. Receipts for Illinois barrows and guts totaled 21,289. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $123 to $126, and on a dress basis traded at $198 to $199. Heifers on a live basis traded at $122 to $126, and on a dress basis traded at $197 to $199. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 278 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $66.99, which was $1.06 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $2.14.26, which was $1.13 lower, with select carcasses at $2.13.15, which was 27 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 104,000 compared to 116,000 for last week and 115,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 467,000 compared to 473,000 for last week and 457,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
President Trump and China's President Xi could meet later this month to finalize a historic trade deal between the world's two biggest economies, ending a months-long trade war that's hobbled agriculture and other sectors. Trump and Xi are anxious to end their trade war for economic and political reasons and avert another tariff showdown in March. Negotiators have less than a month to settle outstanding issues, including China's forcing foreign firms to hand over their technology in order to do business in China. American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson says this week's trade talks here with China's vice premier may have made some progress, but not enough for a deal.
These negotiations at the level they're being taken care of advance the issues, but they don't solve or come to a final agreement. I think that will be have to wait until the principals meet, President Trump and President Xi, if there is going to be any kind of a final agreement or final deal, or is this a setup for future talks?
President Trump suggests talks could run past his March deadline to boost tariffs on Chinese goods. Trump said this is going to be a very big deal, or it's going to be a deal that we'll just postpone for a little. Salmonson says in the meantime, China could continue to sweeten the pot.
If in the meantime we can get some more purchases, we can roll back some of the tariffs, we can get to a better, a more normal, or what we were used to having, considering a normal trade environment with China, but still talk about these other issues and some advancements, that's all to the good.
President Trump said during an Oval Office meeting with China's vice premier last week, the Chinese agreed to buy another 5 million metric tons of soybeans even before talks conclude. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced that his department awarded $200 million to 57 organizations through the Agricultural Trade Promotion Program. The Hagstrom Report says the goal is to help U.S. farmers and ranchers find and get into new export markets around the globe. The promotion funds are part of the package that also included the market facilitation program payments to farmers hurt by retaliatory tariffs, as well as a food distribution program to assist producers of targeted commodities. In making the announcement, Purdue made a thinly veiled reference to China by saying, "This infusion will help us discover other markets and move us away from being dependent on one large customer for our more agricultural products." This is seed money leveraged by hundreds of millions of dollars from the private sector that will help to increase our agricultural exports. Every sector of U.S. agriculture was allowed to apply for cost-share assistance under the program. The Foreign Agricultural Service looked at all the applications in terms of the potential for export growth in the target market, direct injury from the imposed retaliatory tariffs, and the likelihood that the proposed project will have a direct impact on agricultural exports. The Trade Promotion Program provides assistance to eligible groups for things like consumer advertising, public relations, point-of-sale demonstrations, trade fair participation, and market research. Moving on to local news, we have the latest results from the Greenville Livestock Auction from last Wednesday's very cold sale. Total receipts for the auction last Wednesday were 410, with 397 in cattle. Only 13 were in sheep and goats. Slaughter steers and heifers traded unevenly steady on high choice and steady on low choice and selects. Holstein steers traded $1 to $2 higher on high choice and $1 higher on low choice and selects. Feeder steers and heifers traded unevenly steady on medium-large 1 to 2s and steady to weak on unvaccinated, unweaned to short-weaned calves and medium-short 2 to 3s. Slaughter cows traded $5 to $7 higher on better cows and $1 to $2 higher on slower cows. Slaughter bulls traded $2 to $5 higher. And to see the full report, you can find it on the website at WSMIRadio.com under the News and Information tab and then find Ag News. It's time to get a head start on the upcoming garden season by starting seedlings indoors. The U of I Extension Office in Hillsboro will host a Starting Seeds Indoors workshop held at the Montgomery County Extension Office at No. 1 Industrial Park Drive in Hillsboro. Join University of Illinois Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of techniques for starting seeds indoors. This program will take place on Wednesday, February the 13th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. The cost for the program is $5 per person, which will include handouts. Please pre-register by visiting go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. Please pre-register by Tuesday, February the 12th. In other news, there are many deadlines approaching as it's time for high school seniors thinking about furthering their education to look for scholarship opportunities. Farm Credit Illinois is offering a $2,000 scholarship, 30 of which will be given out in 2019, with two recipients designated as the Diversity in Ag Scholars. Applicants must be high school seniors enrolling in a college or university during the fall 2019 semester to pursue an ag-related academic major and career. Applicants must reside in or immediate family must farm in one of 60 counties in Illinois served by Farm Credit. Recipients will then receive $1,000 for the fall 2019 semester and then $1,000 for the fall 2021 semester. Online applications for the scholarship are available at farmcreditil.com and must be submitted by March the 1st. In lieu of the essay, students will create a 30 to 45 second video capturing their passion for agriculture. Questions or requests for additional information may be sent to ask@farmcreditil.com. And the Macoupin County Agricultural Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2019-2020 school year. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois institution of higher learning. Applications are available through any high school guidance counselor, ag instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau at 854-2571 or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau by Friday, March the 22nd. And coming up this weekend, the Hillsboro FFA will be selling Krispy Kreme donuts on Saturday morning, February the 9th. The donuts can be purchased at the Hillsboro C&B Bank, Taylor Springs Community Center, Irving Creamery, and the Security National Bank in Witt and Coffeen. Come on out on Saturday morning and get a dozen donuts from the Hillsboro FFA. For this Monday morning, February the 4th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.